The other part of this story is what to make of North Carolina. C.L. Brown from the News and Observer joins us on the Adam Gold Show at C.L. Brown Hoops. All right, I'll call you the doctor. Let's diagnose the problem for North Carolina as you see it with four regular season games left.
Well, you'd question my bedside manner because I would say I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, no.
It's one of those situations where it's been a constant all season that it's like a team searching for answers that just aren't readily there. And a lot of people want to make the comparison. And I think the team maybe in the back of their mind was thinking like last year in February, they could flip a switch and all of a sudden get prepared and make a run into the postseason. But it's totally different. I mean, it's not just the presence of Brady Manek. It's Dawson Garcia left the team
right
last year. So then it was a different team, essentially, with Manek had to be in the starting lineup and the rotation was different and everything. So they had to get kind of used to playing with each other, and they learned and they transformed that part of the season. There hasn't been anything the equivalent of that this year in terms of lineup rotation, somebody from off the bench who's all of a sudden been a big help and that kind of thing. And it actually brings into question how Hubert Davis has used the bench as well, because I don't think there has been enough development from the early part of the season till now from any of the bench guys to where you could even look at them thinking this guy is going to be dependable for the rest of the way from off the bench, or this guy can really push his way into the starting lineup from off the bench. So a lot of questions, not a lot of answers in Chapel Hill right now.
Yes. Hubert Davis is not, he has not given up, but do they have to kick somebody off the team in order to, I'm just kidding, to improve. All right. I thought the bench issue would be there. But what do you make of, I don't know if regression is really the right word, but at this point last year, RJ Davis was playing at a high level. Caleb Love has always been this player. He has always been hot or cold, and honestly more cold than hot, but when he's hot, he's awesome. But RJ has not been the same player that he was at this stage of the game last year. What do you make of that?
Well, I this is probably oversimplifying the problem, but you know, RJ has had basically a dislocated finger on his shooting hand on and off during the season. And you saw at one point, mid-January, there was a stretch where he was on where he was shooting like 48% from three-point range. He had gotten really hot. Early in the season is when he initially injured it. He wasn't shooting well. It healed up. He was shooting well. He re-injured it. And so that's kind of been a back-and-forth kind of thing. And I think that is part of the reason anyway why his shooting percentages haven't been the same as earlier in the year. But you're right about Caleb. I mean, he takes essentially the exact same shots now as he was taking his freshman year and last year, and he just isn't hitting at the same percentage he was last year, which is why a lot of Carolina fans have soured on him. And I think the thing with him specifically is it's not a matter of him missing shots. It's the shots he takes and when they take him and when it's a bad shot. And, you know, I still don't think he fully understands shot quality. You know, I still think in his mind, and as a competitor, as a player, you feel like you can do a lot of things, you know what I mean? Like, but I still think in his mind, he is going for kill shots.
Right.
Like, That final four shot against Duke is both the gift and the curse.
Yeah.
You know, he makes it. They get to the championship game. But it almost seems like this season he has chased that moment and tried to, in some of these games in tight situation, instead of just making the right basketball play at the time, he's trying to make that shot again.
Yeah, I mean, down the stretch last year, Love was making a lot. I mean, he wasn't making a huge percentage of his shots. It wasn't like he became a 55% three-point shooter, but he was making the big ones, and when he gets hot, he'd make four in a row or five in a row, and it would be a complete game changer. Is there a chemistry issue on the court or off the court with these guys, as you could tell? I've heard a lot of stuff, and I don't really care about the drama or the gossip, but Is there any way that that's getting in this team's way?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with Peak Long Life Universal Pre-Mixed Antifreeze and Coolant. Save $7 after mail-in rebate, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Limits apply. See store for details.
I don't buy it. I mean, I haven't seen it. There have been times where I've watched guys play and you can tell there's an issue. And I mean, in the past overall, I'm not saying with this team in particular, but I have never seen Caleb Love and RJ Davis in a situation where it seemed like they were not trying to make the right basketball play or trying to make the best play. They're still competing. And really, when you think about it, I mean, they haven't had the embarrassing losses that they had last year. You know, they are competing. Even the game yesterday against State, it was 60-60 with, however, 5 and change left
to go.
They
were there.
Yeah, they've been in games. Really, the exception is the first half against Wake Forest and into the second half, and they get down 26. And then they fought back in that game, too, to try and make it interesting. So it hasn't been where they've just laid down and haven't played, but – I think the most puzzling thing with this team for me is to be a veteran team, to have 2 experienced guards. When it comes down in crunch time, that's when all of that is supposed to pay off for you, and you're supposed to be better than some of these teams you're playing. And it just hasn't played out that way. I feel like they still make kind of the same mistakes, the same kind of sloppy turnovers, the same kind of bad shot selection. Instead of being deliberate, being focused, being disciplined in what you're doing to get the high percentage shots that are going to change games. And far too often this season, they haven't done it enough.
At CL Brown Hoops on Twitter, final thing and real quick, put your coaching hat on or your coaching quarter zip sweater. if you could make one tweak to the rotation that you think might help, what would it be?
Ooh-wee. Can I give you two?
Give me two.
I mean, to me, Jaylen Washington has to play. He has to get minutes. Even if it's not for this season, you're setting up next year. Okay. And I also feel like there are situations where Dontrezl Stiles should be on the court. You know, whether or not he actually helps, and is a difference maker on this team, I just feel like he's an athletic player, a strong body who in certain situations this season could have helped them, and his number wasn't called. And I think that to me is one of the, one of the many questions I've had with this team this season.
CL Brown.
But Jaylen Washington, I love this kid. I think he's got all the talent in the world, and, he wasn't hurt yesterday. He just didn't play against NC State, I'm not sure why.
There are a lot of people who think he's the best pro prospect on the roster. Yeah. CL Brown, at CL Brown Hoops from the News and Observer. I appreciate your time, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, sir.
You got it.
For TBWHIA New York and Nissan, ISKI code NOAY0005000. Spot entitled My 23 Aria Launch, GM brand, fully loaded, 30-second radio spot, stereo mono compatible, mixed with Tupop.
The all-new Nissan Aria is a fully loaded EV. It's brimming with style and power.
Up to 389 horses of it.
Innovation and intelligence.
E-Force all-wheel drive.
It'll pin you to your seat.
Your very plush seat.
The all-new, all-electric Nissan Aria. Nissan Aria with E-Force expect availability early 2023. E-Force cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. E-Force and 389 horsepower available on Platinum Plus. Nissan calculation using 1-foot rollout testing with long-range battery and E-Force only in 4 mode with E-Step off. These results are for comparison only and should not be attempted on public roads. Drive responsibly. See NissanUSA.com for details.